Welcome to the PWC Podcast, where we take spiritual truth and connect it directly to real life, right from the heart of Pittsford Wesleyan Church. I'm so glad you're joining us today for the deep dive. Our focus today is a really compelling question. Wisdom is calling, are we listening? We're grounding this deep dive firmly in Proverbs chapter 8, a powerful scripture that just speaks volumes to our modern world. If you've ever felt, you know, overwhelmed by conflicting advice or pulled in countless directions by all the noise of everyday life, then this deep dive, it's absolutely crafted for you. You know that classic scenario, right? You're driving, your GPS is giving you clear directions, but you think, I know a better way.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Right. You confidently veer off, only to eventually realize you're completely lost, miles off course, and that, you know, that calm, steady voice in your pocket was right all along.
Happens all the time. It's a great metaphor.
It really is. And that's kind of what can happen when we choose to ignore wisdom. But here's the really fascinating insight Proverbs 8 offers. It makes it crystal clear. Wisdom isn't some hidden secret.
No, not at all.
She's not tucked away in some inaccessible temple, waiting for only the most dedicated few to stumble upon her. No, the text tells us she's calling out. Loudly. Clearly.
Right. Proverbs 8.1 actually asks, does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? It's active.
It's so active. And the picture it paints.
It's striking, isn't it? The insistent nature of wisdom here. It's not a subtle whisper you have to strain to hear.
No.
It's a public proclamation, a voice that really commands attention and that immediately challenges our assumptions, you know, that wisdom is maybe exclusive or hard to get.
Yeah, the image is she's not in some ivory tower. She's at the busy city gates where all the action happens.
Exactly. In the streets, at the crossroads of life. These are the public squares, the places where big decisions are made, where paths diverge.
She's right where life happens.
Right where life happens. She's calling to anyone and everyone who's willing to just pause, quiet the internal noise maybe, and truly listen. It makes you wonder, are we present enough to hear her?
I find that image just incredibly compelling. Imagining wisdom as a person, a clear, strong voice, a woman calling out with life-giving truth. And it's so crucial to get this. This call isn't just for the perfect people or the elite or those who seem to have it all figured out already.
No, it's for everybody.
It's for all of us, no matter where we are on our journey, no matter our background or, you know, our past mistakes.
Absolutely.
So what deeper insights can we pull from this ancient wisdom for our lives today? Our mission, really, for this deep dive is to unpack three transformative insights from this incredible chapter. Insights that can fundamentally change how we live, how we approach our daily decisions, how we navigate all the complexity of modern life.
And these aren't just like abstract theological ideas floating around. That's the beauty of Proverbs, especially this chapter. It's so practical.
Very practical.
These insights are really designed to equip you for real-world situations, offering almost a blueprint for a life that's not just guided, but truly flourishes. We're going to explore how surprisingly accessible wisdom is. It's profound and sometimes counterintuitive value. And then finally, its origins, which reveals why tuning in is, well, honestly, the smartest thing you can do.
Okay, let's dive in. Our first segment gets right to it. Wisdom is available to all.
It's so easy to assume wisdom is just for scholars or saints, right?
Yeah.
People with years of study or these deep spiritual experiences. But how does this text immediately just dismantle that? What common assumptions does it challenge?
It completely flips that idea on its head.
Yeah.
The main requirement isn't status or, you know, being super smart. It's simply teachability.
Teachability. Okay.
And we all know that feeling, right? That internal resistance, maybe pride, that stops us admitting we don't have all the answers.
Oh, for sure. Been there. You hit your head against a wall on a problem, right? At work, maybe in a relationship, only to realize the biggest block wasn't the problem itself, but maybe our own pride, our reluctance to ask for help. What's crucial here is that divine wisdom isn't held back. It's abundantly available. But for us to actually receive it, we need that humility, that willingness to say, okay, I need guidance. That's the essential first step. It's the posture of the heart that opens the door.
And the Bible drives this home so powerfully. James 1.5, a verse many of us know, puts it so plainly. If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault.
And without reproach, and it will be given to him. It's a direct wide open invitation. No strings attached, really.
Generously. That word jumps out.
It really does. Generously implies this overflowing, abundant giving, not something measured out carefully. It says a lot about God's character when it comes to wisdom. Mm. And asking, it isn't passive. It's an active step of humility, of teachability. It acknowledges, okay, I depend on something beyond myself. And that very acknowledgement, that's a foundational act of wisdom.
Right. You're not just relying on your own limited view.
Exactly. You're seeking guidance from the ultimate source,
yeah.
Which makes you think, how often do we really pause and consciously ask instead of just trying to muddle through on our own steam?
That's a great question. So wisdom is available to everyone if we're humble enough to ask. That alone is transformative. Okay, now let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about something else we spend a lot of our lives chasing. This brings us to our second segment. Wisdom is better than gold. Let's be real. We pursue so many things, don't we? Money, status, job security, possessions, the latest phone, the bigger house.
The list goes on.
It does. And these things seem to promise a certain kind of fulfillment, a kind of security. But then Proverbs 8.10 comes in with this stark contrast, a totally different value system. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice to gold.
Wow. Yeah, that's not just pretty poetry. It's a fundamental challenge to what we think holds real value.
Mm-hmm.
Silver and gold, they represent material wealth, external security, but they're inherently limited, aren't they?
That's so.
Well, they can be lost, stolen, devalued. And honestly, if you pursue them as the ultimate good, they can become a huge source of anxiety or even lead you down a bad path.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom, on the other hand, it offers something internal, something enduring, stability. It gives you the perspective to handle life's ups and downs in a way that money just can't buy. It's the ability to make sound judgments, to understand what true prosperity looks like, and to find contentment that isn't just tied to your bank account.
That point about wisdom's value really makes you think about some tough trade-offs. Like, consider this. Would you rather win a huge lottery jackpot but completely lose your family, your key relationships, that core connection?
Oh, tough one.
Or maybe gain that massive promotion, reach the absolute peak of your career, but totally lose your peace of mind, your sleep, your mental health.
Right. We've all seen stories, maybe even know people, who gained the whole world but lost what truly mattered in the process. And what good is tons of wealth if you lack the wisdom to manage it well? Or to take care of your relationships, or just to cultivate genuine contentment. Wisdom actually empowers you to handle the good things in life like wealth or success without letting them corrupt you or destroy you.
That's a really important distinction.
Yeah, it gives you the foresight to avoid pitfalls and the insight to appreciate what actually lasts. It teaches you how to enjoy prosperity responsibly and how to handle hard times with grace. It ensures the peace you're looking for isn't fleeting, tied to external stuff, but it's an internal state. That allows for lasting peace and genuine prosperity, no matter what your material situation looks like. It really makes you ask, what am I truly building my life on?
Okay, before we get into this next part, which honestly gets really deep into wisdom's origins, and trust me, this next insight is profound. I just want to quickly encourage you, if this deep dive is speaking to you, maybe check out the source of this wisdom. You can visit Pittsford Wesleyan Church. Find us online easily at pittsfordwesleyan.com. Come say hello. We would love to connect with you. All right, let's keep going, because this next segment, wisdom was there from the start. This gets to the very essence of what wisdom is. Proverbs 8.22 opens up this, well, cosmic understanding. It says, "The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old."
Whoa, the implication there is just enormous. It means wisdom wasn't an afterthought, you know, not something God decided to sprinkle in later once creation was rolling.
Right.
No, it was woven into the very fabric of creation itself. It came before everything else. Think about fundamental laws like gravity or the laws of physics or math. They aren't just arbitrary rules imposed on the universe. They're fundamental to how the universe was actually designed to work. Wisdom is presented in a similar way here as foundational to the very order and design of existence itself.
So it's not just a collection of good ideas or like a moral compass. It's literally built into the DNA of reality. That's a powerful thought.
It really is.
So what are the practical consequences then for someone who chooses to ignore that or operate outside that fundamental design?
It means that following God's wisdom isn't just a spiritual act, something you do because you think you should. It's actually inherently smart. It's logical.
How so?
When you align yourself with wisdom, you're aligning with the fundamental design of the world, with how life was meant to function at its best. This gives a cosmic context to your personal choices. So when you choose wisdom, you're not just making a good choice in a moral sense. You're tapping into the very order of the universe. You're aligning with its foundational principles.
Like working with the grain instead of against it.
Precisely. It makes you wonder, right? If wisdom is woven into creation itself, how much smoother, how much more fulfilling could life be if we just chose to align with it more often?
And that alignment, it brings a sense of order and purpose that you just can't manufacture elsewhere. It really is like clicking into place with the universe's operating system. So what's the incredible result then of embracing this wisdom? Wisdom that's available to all, better than gold, and woven into creation. Proverbs 8 wraps up by giving us this profound promise. It says, "Blessed are those who listen to me, for those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord." That's Proverbs 8, verses 34 and 35.
Find life, receive favor.
That's a promise worth really tuning in for, isn't it? Finding life, receiving favor. That's not just about avoiding trouble. It sounds like real flourishing, deep connection.
Absolutely. True well-being.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, let's turn this incredible knowledge into something really personal with a few reflection questions for you listening right now. Take a moment, be honest with yourself. Where is wisdom calling to you right now in your own life? Is it maybe a big decision you're wrestling with about a career or a move?
Or maybe a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. A difficult relationship you need to navigate with grace and truth, or perhaps it's something smaller, like an impulse you keep battling.
Yeah.
And then ask, what voices are you currently listening to more than God's wisdom? Is it the voice of fear, societal pressure, past hurts, or maybe just your own impatience?
Those are powerful filters.
They really are. And finally, what would truly change, what would be different if you asked God for wisdom today? And then here's the key part, actually followed it.
Ooh, that last part is crucial. Asking is one thing.
Following is another.
Right. And these aren't just rhetorical questions.
Yeah. You know,
they're powerful invitations to really look inward, to take intentional action. The very act of asking them requires a certain humility. They challenge us to honestly look at where we're headed and ask, am I truly seeking the best path here? It's a moment of accountability, really, to ourselves and to the wisdom that's always calling.
So building on that, here's our challenge for you this week. Directly inspired by this passage, read just one chapter of Proverbs each morning. Seriously, it'll take maybe 5 minutes, probably less.
Totally doable.
Totally doable. Then after you read it, ask God the simple question, what do you want me to learn from this today? And then write down what comes to mind. Apply it to your day, your specific situations, and then just watch what happens. See how things might shift.
That simple, consistent practice, engaging daily with wisdom, seeking its application, it holds immense cumulative power. It's maybe not about these huge immediate transformations overnight,
right,
but it's the compounding effect of small, consistent actions that slowly start to reorient your perspective, your choices, towards a life of deeper wisdom and, well, greater alignment. It's like building a muscle for discernment.
That's a really practical and powerful challenge. At Pittsford Wesleyan Church, we truly believe that God's wisdom is still calling and it's still changing lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some ancient text that's dusty and irrelevant. It's a living, active voice offering profound insight for right now, today. So here's our final encouragement, our final challenge to you. Slow down. Just slow down for a minute. Tune in. Create some space to actually hear that call. And don't just hear wisdom walk in it. Live it out. If this deep dive encouraged you today, please share it with a friend. We really believe everyone can benefit from this kind of insight. And definitely check out the full blog post that inspired this deep dive on our website, pittsfordwesleyan.com/blog. Until next time, keep walking in the wisdom of God.
This is the PWC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.